You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Hello, and welcome to The Pulse. I'm Ben, and joining me today we have Adele and Rory. So, coming up today, we'll be looking at the US election, which is taking place as we speak. Voters go to the polls to decide between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who will get the presidency for the next 4 years. In the world of coronavirus, the UK will struggle to deal with Brexit alongside coronavirus, and that's according to a think tank. They say councils and port health authorities at risk of being overwhelmed. We'll also be talking about the new COVID lockdown and a mum who's suffering from cancer and the risk to life over her kids attending school. Now we're going to be sticking with the topic of coronavirus, and we're going to be going to Adele for a story about vulnerable people and also the fact that schools will be staying open during this next coronavirus lockdown.
Gemma York is 37 and she is a mother of five with stage 4 cancer and has written to the Prime Minister asking for advice on whether to send her children to school during the lockdown. If one of her children brought COVID home, it would pose a risk to her life as she is clinically extremely vulnerable. People at increased risk have been advised to be especially careful, and schools and colleges will remain open. A 4-week lockdown will come into force in England on Thursday as COVID-19 continues to spread. Mrs. York from Penryn says that sometimes I have to crawl upstairs to the toilet. A simple cold could give me an infection, she explained. She also says that as an extremely high-risk vulnerable person, can I pull my children out of school? Will I get fined if I do so? It's especially worrying for her as coronavirus cases in Cornwall have more than doubled since the start of September, from 985 to 2,430 on Monday. Mrs. York said it had reached a point where the family needed more advice on what to do concerning the children. It's obviously a conflicting decision for her to make as she has to choose between her safety and her children's education. Boris once again has left a lot of uncertainty and grey areas in regards to giving official advice to circumstances like these. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think this is the problem with having a policy of these tiers for however many weeks and then you turning at the last minute. There's going to be, you know, holes in the advice and in the plans that are given. And I think, unfortunately, this situation falls into that. But I mean, no doubt this lady should be given far more support. I think she should be allowed to take her children out of school, seeing as there's so many children who are not in school anyway because they're isolating, for example. You know, in this case, her health and well-being is probably maybe more important than a couple of weeks of school for these children. But yeah, no, I just think it does come back to the point of this has been so hastily put together. The amount of U-turns, the amount of policies being announced and then changed the next day, and also the fact that this was announced on Saturday and here we are on Tuesday and it's still not enforced yet, and not enforced for another 2 days. So I think it's been pretty chaotic. I do think this was the right thing to do from Boris, but the fact that it came so late and came after 3 or 4 weeks of another policy, another completely different policy, it has left a lot of people behind.
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, there are so many different things that were going on, like you know said, Rory, over the last few weeks. You know, all the different tiers had all the different, you know, rules, and even within those tiers there were different rules, because, you know, obviously in Nottingham we were unique in the country because we were the only place where you weren't allowed to sell alcohol in shops after 9 p.m. So obviously there's all these different things, and I think sometimes there are all these kind of schemes and stuff, but when all taken together, people can fall through the cracks, because it, you know, as it says that Mrs. York's husband he's self-employed but hasn't been able to get any support for being self-employed yet, so they don't really have that much income coming in. And so I think that's, you know, a big concern for people who can sometimes fall through the cracks here. And so, I mean, it's great to see that she's staying positive. But yeah, there are obviously there are lots of opportunities for people to kind of suffer in this situation. And so also, obviously, there kind of needs to be more guidance in relation to schools and stuff like that. But do you think that in the coming lockdown, the schools should be closed? Because, you know, obviously they're aiming to keep them open because they argue, obviously, younger people aren't as much at risk from coronavirus. And also not sending them into school would have a far worse kind of impact than not leaving, than, you know, than not closing them down.
Yeah. No, I mean,
so should we close the schools?
I think schools should not be closed. I think schools and universities should stay open. I think children and young people have had enough of their education taken away from them and changed this year. And I think it is so important. Children have, you know, to do any other measures possible, but children have to go back to schools because their education, their lack of education, if schools were closed, I think would be more damaging to them and this country than COVID would be in that same period. I think, you know, people not being, and it's a knock-on effect. It's not just people who are in their exam year. It's people who maybe are in the first year of doing their GCSEs, the first year of doing their A-levels. That knocks on to the year after when COVID may be all done. So I think it's so important. I think the unions, the teachers union and the lecturers union are completely wrong in calling for schools to be closed. I think they need to get out there a bit more and see how important education is at this time. You know, we can't have kids stuck in the house for weeks and weeks on end, many of them getting really inadequate online education. I think that would be a travesty.
Yeah, I definitely think this is a time for us to adapt and to grow in the education sector. Because what sort of education are you providing if you're choosing to not go to school, if you'd rather them stay at home? I think that that's clearly a role that you're not passionate about. I think that we have to look at what's going on in families on a pastoral level, especially for high schools and for colleges. At universities, I think that there's no reason for them to close at all, saying that we're all living in our own bubbles here on campus. We're not posing much of a risk to any elderly or any vulnerable people in our areas. So for universities, I think they should definitely stay open. But high schools and primary schools, they should definitely be assessed on a pastoral level and looking at each case as it comes.
Yeah, because I guess it kind of depends on the quality of education you can give to people. Because obviously, if you're I think especially kind of at the school level, that if you're missing out on education because you can't go to school, then you're going to be, you know, further behind your peers unless, you know, you have some way of getting around it. I mean, even with like, because my brothers are still in school, and in some of their lessons, they have people who kind of call in on Zoom and stuff. Mm. In their classrooms, but they're on a computer screen. And I think as well as people being able to get into, you know, lessons and stuff like that, it's still going to be a struggle for them to kind of keep up with everything that's going on in the school at the same time. And I think maybe further down when children are younger, the it could be even worse. I'm not sure if the same kind of applies to universities, though, because it's possible to do it online. I know lots of people don't like doing it online. Mm. However, to some extent, universities are probably able to do it, you know, move online. And I think the older the kids get, as it were, the easier it becomes to, you know, do things online. But I think there obviously kind of needs to be adequate support for people who are vulnerable, or who have family members are vulnerable, so they can, you know, stay at home and not put their family members or themselves at risk.
I think, I mean, yeah, no, I definitely think it's different with universities, but I think where there is a difference is we are paying £9,000 a year to get this education, which even before this lockdown, most people weren't receiving it to the same level that they were last year, for example. That is the difference. And they can't say all online teaching, but you still have to give us thousands and thousands of pounds every year.
This is URN.